This recording of music by early 19th century Spanish composer Fernando Sor was made using equipment that the guitarist got in a trade for a Volkswagen.
I found out this guy and this girl, they were married, and he decided he didn't like her anymore, and he left her and took her car. But he also was a recording nut, and so he had this Revox B77. So I said, well, I got a car if you want it, but I need that Revox 77. So I got it.
That's Lawrence Johnson. He's a classical guitarist, and that Volkswagen tape deck trade isn't the only unusual aspect of his music career. He made his living in Rochester for years as the driver of a city bus, while still maintaining a serious commitment to playing and recording music.
I'd usually do night runs because I could carry a guitar with me, and they had long layovers at night, and I'd practice on the bus. I figured out when I could get the most practice in, I carried a junky guitar in the bus, worked out all my fingerings and stuff, got home and practiced it on a good guitar, and then I'd go out and record it, you know.
He made his recordings late at night at Roberts Wesleyan College, where he taught for a while. He also taught guitar at Nazareth College for a time, and before that, he played and taught classical guitar around the East Village in New York City. While classical guitar has been his passion and life's work, Lawrence Johnson started out trying to avoid classical music.
I was playing rock music and getting in all kinds of trouble in school and everything. Typical teenage rebellion kind of thing, you know. I had an old beat-up guitar, they call it Stella guitar, which is the cheapest one you could get. And I put some pickups on it, and I got some cheap pickups, and I tried to play rock guitar. I played a few Elvis songs and things like that, you know. And my parents were kind of horrified because my father played in the Philharmonic for a while, played viola, incidentally.
Then he heard something that changed his life. That's legendary Catalan classical guitarist Andrés Segovia.
Yeah, well, Segovia inspired me. And I just couldn't believe, because back then there was nobody but Segovia. He was like the mentor for everybody who got into classical guitar. And he was wonderful. He just played so expressively. I mean, still his recordings are top-notch. He still inspires me. But the recording, I heard it and I said, that can't be done. That you can't do all those voices and things. And I didn't care much for the classical music he was playing at first because I'd heard it all my life, you know, and I was still in a sort of rebellion stage, but I just wanted to learn to play that kind of guitar so I could play rock better. But once I got into it, I got a little book. I went down to the old Levis Music Store. I don't know whether you've heard of that. And it was a big music store right across from, pretty much across from Eastman on Main Street. I found a book, Learning the Classical Guitar. I started to play a few little pieces from that book and got a little idea of the technique. And then I just went from there.
Lawrence Johnson went on to study with one of Segovia's students and then took classes with the legend himself. He followed the life of an itinerant guitar student, soloist, and teacher for a while, but ended up coming home to Rochester.
You know, I was born average, not... But most of the people who made it back then really had a lot of money behind them and didn't have other responsibilities either. I got married in 1977. You know, I started having a family. I actually had stepchildren at the time and had to support a family. And that's how I ended up, you know, working at the bus company amongst other jobs.
Now 75? Johnson is retired from driving the bus, and although focal dystonia has slowed him down some, he still plays. For WXXI, I'm Mona Segetola-Slamy.